Well, we can still go after two things. One will boost your credibility. Bring in the training you've done. Have your lieutenant testify as to your expert skills. Establish that you are a well-trained, highly experienced police sniper, qualified to make tough judgment calls. Bobby nodded. He'd expected that much. Every training exercise performed by the STOP team was heavily documented for just this sort of thing. So someday, if necessary, their lieutenant could prove they were qualified to act as they'd acted. If it's not documented, it didn't happen, the rule of thumb went. Lieutenant Bruni made sure every last thing they did had the proper paper trail. Of course, Harvey was saying now, James Gagnon has politics on his side.
Being a judge?
Being a superior court judge, Harvey said and grimaced. As the civil side of the court, a clerk magistrate doesn't spend a lot of time contemplating what may or may not entail criminal charges. That's what the superior court does. So think of it from the clerk magistrate's perspective. Here's a judge who's an expert on criminal law, testifying that he believes a felony took place. That's going to carry a lot of weight for the clerk magistrate. If the Honorable James F. Gagnon says it was murder, well, then it must be murder.
Wonderful, Bobby muttered.
But we still have some tricks up our sleeves, Harvey said brightly. We can hope for a decent ruling from the DA's office, that they've investigated the incident and found the shooting to be justified. That would be huge.
Of course, he murmured now. That's probably why Gagnon filed the motion so fast. It'll take weeks for the DA's office to render an opinion, so Judge Gagnon will try to cram through this motion in a matter of days. Then we're back to his word against your word with no tiebreaker from the DA.
Can he move things that fast?
If he has the bucks to pay all the attorneys who'll be working overtime, sure, he can do as he pleases. Of course, I'll do what I can to delay.
Then again, Harvey looked around his crammed office and Bobby followed his gaze. One-man show versus hordes of top-billing legal eagles. Attic space versus an entire wood-paneled law firm. They both got the picture.
So he tries to move fast, we try to move slow,
Bobby said quietly.
He tries to exert his expertise as a criminal court judge. We hope for a countering opinion from the DA. Then what?
Then it gets personal.
Bobby stared at the lawyer. Harvey shrugged.
Basically, it's he said, she said. You're saying you saw a credible threat. The other side is saying you're wrong. To do that, they gotta go after you. They're gonna bring in your family. Were you a violent child? Did you always love guns? They're going to dig into your lifestyle, young single officer. Do you frequent bars, sleep around, get into brawls? Too bad you're not married with kids. It always looks better if you're married with kids. What about a dog? Do you happen to own a cute dog? A black lab or golden retriever would be perfect.
No cute dogs,
Bobby considered things.
I'm a landlord. My tenant has cats.
Is your tenant young and beautiful?
Harvey asked suspiciously.
Elderly woman on a fixed income.
Harvey brightened noticeably.
Excellent. You gotta love a man who helps the elderly, which of course brings us to ex-girlfriends.